Hello, everyone, and greetings to all of you, my fellow inclusive Androiders around the world. This is Warren Carr, welcoming you to an unboxing of the Yumi Super. Greetings, everyone. This is Warren Carr, and today, June the 23rd, I am concluding the unboxing of the Yumi Super phone. I wasn't able to conclude this as I promised I was going to, but I kind of got sick and so have been in bed for a while now. But tonight I'm feeling a little bit better, so I figure out I should go ahead and get this thing done. What I really didn't get to do it last time, because I guess I got carried away by the fact that TalkBack came on and I got a little bit euphoric about that and forgot the physical description of the phone or how many buttons or some of the buttons that it has. And in that process, I totally miss talking about the fingerprint reader, and also there's a button on the left side of the phone that one can configure to work with whatever app he or she wants. In other words, on the left side of the phone, this button there that you can assign for a hot, you know, as a hot key, so to speak. So for instance, if you want to assign your OK Google to it, you could just hit that button and OK Google chime would come up. In my case, I believe I've assigned that to launch the camera. Okay, now, so that's on the left side, and you know, just above that is the SIM card tray, and there's a little hole there that you know one can feel, and you use your SIM card removal tool and push it in, and it pops out. And once it pops out, then there are the tray contains two slots for two SIM cards, or you could use one of those for an SD card and the other one for a SIM card. All right, so the phone is now at a locked state, so I'm going to put my finger on my fingerprint reader, which is just below the camera on the back, and I've actually configured two fingers to I've added two fingers to my reader. So I just, you know, just I'm going to hit on it and it just unlocks it.
Browser.
Okay, now it doesn't, it's not, what I notice is that while I'm recording, and by the way, I'm using the Haikyuu MP3 recorder, when I'm recording something like what I'm doing right now with the phone, when I launch an app, you know, or say I go to a home screen or just unlock the phone like I just did, it doesn't say unlocked or, you know, home screen X of whatever. But that only happens if there's an ongoing recording. Now, there's something about the phone, however, that I'm not so hot on, and that has to do with the fact that at the bottom, those capacitive buttons at the bottom, they have things flipped around just like the Samsung phones do. So the back button is at the bottom right of the phone. So starting at the bottom right, we've got the back.
Back button.
Going left.
Home button.
Going left.
Overview button.
And then to the left of that, on the extreme left at the bottom, is a button that by default is not labeled. I had to manually label that button as hide capacitive buttons after playing with it and finding out what it actually does. So in other words, this button to the left of overview, I've labeled that as hide capacitive buttons.
What? Hide capacitive buttons button.
Now if I tap on it, now,
apps,
at the bottom,
camera,
capacitive buttons are gone. They're all gone. And so the only way to bring those buttons back is to swipe up with two fingers from the bottom upwards. And that would bring or restore those buttons back to place. So watch what I do. All right, now let's look if we have it.
Home button. Back button. Home overview button. High capacitive buttons button.
So there's an advantage in the sense that if you're watching something, you know, say you're watching a video or you don't want to mistakenly hit the back button in the process or whatever, one could hide those capacitive buttons, giving you a full screen room or full estate. So it's kind of maybe a sighted person might find it handy. But other than that, that's there anyways. So now there's another thing that I am not very keen on. I'm really not very keen on this one. That has to do with adjusting the volume for TalkBack. As it is, by default, when we put down a finger on the face of the phone, we can turn up the volume by repeatedly tapping on the up or down volumes to increase or decrease the volume. Now, with the Yumi Super Phone, however, I can't do that. For some reason, you watch. I'm going to put my finger down.
Browser.
And I'm going to repeatedly tap the up volume. Nothing happens. However, if I go up here to the top.
Seat control, 26%.
That is the ringer. It is not the volume for TalkBack. Now, if I was just hitting the down volume, I would hear, vibrate and the silent. So I don't know. I haven't really figured out how to change the volume, decrease or increase the volume of TalkBack. I don't use the phone right now because I do not have a micro SIM card. All right, so I'm going to pull down the notification bar now and show you something that I like, and that has to do with management or apps permission management. I think that's what the app is called. Right here.
SIM card notification. App permission management is running. Touch to view detailed settings for app permissions.
When I tap on it, it has all the apps that are set to default by always ask. Now I could go in there and tell it to allow or deny.
Enlist, make calls, 9 apps. Initiate multi-dash party calls, 9 apps. Send SMS, 3 apps. Send email, 183 apps.
Wow. So now.
Send MMS, 183 apps.
Wow. So if I tap on one of these.
Enlist, a capital TTS voices, always ask. Accessible reader, always ask. Access note, always ask.
So by default.
Out of list, back button.
All of these things are set to always ask. Now if I want to change it. Excuse me. If I want to change any of these permissions, all I need to do is just tap on where it says always ask and change that. So let's take a look here.
Initiate multi-dash party calls, 9 apps.
Tap here.
Enlist, boss resolution registered sign, always ask.
Now tap on it. And here are our choices.
Boss resolution registered sign. Enlist, not checked, always allow. Checked, always ask. Not checked, always deny.
So those are our choices.
Out of list, back button.
All right, now I'm going to go back here again.
Back button.
And.
Enlist, send MMS, 183 app. Out of list, back button. Back.
Now I'm going to bring down the notification bar again. All right, now let's go to settings. And there's a couple of things I would like to show you here in settings.
Settings button.
We have the Turbo Downloader or Turbo Download, which combines both your Wi-Fi and your cellular data to give you faster download speeds. Let's take a look.
Turbo Download.
Here's what that does.
Download large files open per and over 20 megabytes close per and faster using V-V and 4G/3G networks at the same time. The Turbo Download icon will be shown on the status bar when it is running. To use Turbo Download, both V-V and mobile data must be turned on. When it is enabled, any application data that you have selected to download via V-V only will be downloaded via WLAN and 4G/3G networks anyway.
Alright, I'm gonna go back.
Back button.
Alright, another thing that I found here that I haven't quite figured out exactly what it does.
Apps, storage and USB.
Something called clear
Harlequin
Ledgenode. Ground.
Memory. Personal location. Security.
Let's find it somewhere down.
Google.
There.
Backup and reset. Small shortcut button settings.
No, shortcut button settings, that's the one I talked about. If I go in here, it's under a heading called a Smart Assistant. And what that does when you tap on that shortcut button settings, you can assign anything to the button on the left-hand side of the phone. So
in list, phone, not checked. Radio button, messaging, not checked. Radio button, settings, not checked. Radio camera, checked. Radio button.
So that's the one I assigned to mine, is to launch the camera. Therefore, it's checked. Now I'm going to go back.
Out of list, back button.
Now I was trying to talk about something called clear background or something that I haven't quite figured out. Actually, I just saw this today after I got an over-the-air update that has to do with Wi-Fi related.
Smart assistant. Short buttons.
Let's see.
Background task clear.
Background task clear. Now, and I don't know, but my thinking is that when you tap on it,
background task clear,
it has an on-off switch at the top right corner.
Off switch.
Now, by tapping on it, then it lists all of my apps.
In list, Kickstarter.
To the right of them,
YT Music.
Is,
not checked. YT Music.
If I check any of those, I believe then that whenever I launch that app, it's not going to keep it in the recent apps, and that may not be so, but that's my thinking. Let's go back here.
Out of the back button.
That will be it. And like I said, the sound is not very loud. It's very puny. Now, another thing before I go is if you're blind, it has certain lights at the bottom. There's a light at the bottom of the home key, and one can go in there and turn it off. So those are indicators of, you know, you have a missed message or a missed call, or there's a standby light, and I just turn off the standby light. I don't need any of those.
Language and input.
And that is under something called
security.
Harlequin, HARLEQUIN, I believe. Let's find
storage and USB. Harlequin LedNote battery. Harlequin LedNote notification.
There it is. If you go in here,
missed notifications.
And if I tap, here's our options. Here in
calls led color, red. Out of list, on. In list, calls led color, red.
So you can go here.
Out of list, on.
And turn it off.
Messages led color, green.
So if I tap on it, then I have options.
Miss in list, not checked, none. Not checked, red.
Or you can go and set it to none.
Checked, green. Not checked, yellow.
So things like that.
Out of list, back.
That's something to keep in mind. And then finally, there's one thing that I'm not sure about.
Home button.
I've read something on some forum, and even the people that put it out there were not quite sure. But what they are saying is that for some reason, because Microsoft hasn't entered into any license agreements with MediaTek, that as a result of that, when you put in an SD card that's over 4 gigabytes in capacity, you're only going to see only 4 gig, and it's because you know, the SD card uses the XFAT system, and in order to be able to see all of your storage, one has to use the adaptable storage found in Marshmallow, and that will convert it to X4 file system. So anyway, I am not sure about that. Do not quote me on it, but I believe that's what I was reading. Now, the people who wrote it were not quite sure themselves. So, but just keep that in mind. Other than that, I think the phone is a great phone. I can wait to be able to get a micro SIM card and play with it. And I'm waiting for my case to arrive so I can play with it. Again, thanks for listening. This is Warren Carr. Until next time, have a good one.